Hello and welcome to the Modern Salesman Podcast. Today we'll be talking all about the 5 golden rules of modern prospecting. We will also be answering some questions from some of our readers and listeners like you to try and help them with their prospecting issues and how they can work through these. And finally, we will go over our takeaways that you can use to smash your own sales goals this week. Let's get into it. Let's get into the 5 golden rules of modern prospecting. And you know what? We need to talk about prospecting. This concept and skill is possibly the most crucial way for anyone in sales to hit their goals. Honestly, as far as I'm concerned, it's the only way you can guarantee you will smash your goals and get that bonus you've been striving for quarter after quarter. If you ask any director, manager, or executive, they'll all agree. It's like music to their ears. Anytime you bring up just the thought of finding new clients, prospecting is key. New business is how we can drive results. We need new business to survive. Yet, despite this, the vast majority of salespeople neglect to do any or nearly enough prospecting in their daily sales activity. The modern salesperson makes prospecting a cornerstone of their workday and tops their team roster, exceeding their goals on a consistent basis, time and time again. They do this by prospecting, and let's find out how. What prospecting is and is not. Have you ever started into a fresh quarter and gulped in fear when you saw nothing promising on the horizon? Ever finished a big deal you had been working on for weeks and weeks, only to discover your pipeline completely empty now that you've landed that client you were totally focused on? You glance at other salespeople and they seem to always have a piece of business on the go. How? Why? They must be getting better leads, more leads, you'll say, or that's just the nature of their market or customer base. Now, these things may be a little bit true as customers and markets can have different buying patterns, but the fact of the matter still remains. Where are all of your leads? Where will your next sale come from? How will you eat this month? Now, prospecting is not buying leads. It's not internet marketing or advertising. Prospect is not posting on social media at certain times of day, hoping to get noticed. It's not bus benches. It most certainly isn't blanket mass emails in some flimsy attempt to get a response. Prospecting is not calling everyone in the phone book in hopes they will be interested in what you have to say. Tell you what prospecting really is. Prospecting gets its name from mining, particularly bringing to mind the Yukon Gold Rush days. Men would come from far and wide, sifting rivers and testing for deposits, all in the hope that their hard work would pay off in a huge strike and they would get filthy rich, which sounds pretty good to me. But prospecting today is a concerted effort by salespeople to directly identify and establish contact with real potential buyers of their product or service, get those buyers into the sales process with the hope to convert them from a possible client into a current client. Now let's talk about why you need prospecting, but you're not doing it right. You need prospecting because the clients you want are not just going to walk in the door. The numbers your director needs are not going to just materialize because it's prime buying season. Your business will drown if you do not get an injection of new sales. The work you do now will be what feeds you for the next 90 days. So, you're going to hear the term pipeline a lot. Your pipeline is the customers you currently have in your buying funnel or sales cycle. So, ask yourself, how many true deals do you have in the pipeline for next quarter? What about the quarter after that? You must focus on the future of your pipeline or you will sink. There's a saying in sales, it's not what you've sold, it's what you've sold today. Now you might ask yourself, how can I have a sale every day if my sales process is weeks long? The answer is in your pipeline. So why you likely aren't doing it right? A lack of clear and reliable strategy is a surefire way to not make any of your personal or professional goals. Most salespeople only prospect when they have time or after focusing on closing current deals happening today. This will feel good at the time and you'll feel true progress and watch your numbers climb, but come next quarter or the one after, you'll be in hot water because new business has dried up. And where did it all go? You need to treat prospecting as the work of your workday. Closing deals and meeting with current clients is all fun and games, and likely why you got into sales in the first place. I know it's why I did. It barely feels like work. In fact, it's really the fun part of the job. But the heavy lifting of the job is prospecting, and it must never be neglected at all costs. Let's talk about the 5 golden rules of modern prospecting. Golden rule number one, you must start now. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Don't wait until Monday. Don't wait until next Monday or next quarter after Christmas or Halloween. Start now. Analysis paralysis and never-ending preparation are the death of all good sales professionals. By all means, do your homework and do not be unprepared at all, but for your own sake, just start now. Time is the most valuable resource you have in sales. Your competition will not be waiting around, I can guarantee you that. In addition to starting literally right now, it's also important to not just start prospecting when business dries up. If you wait until all of your current work completes, you'll be left empty-handed at the beginning of a long sales process. And if you're only starting once your deals have been done, it's likely other people have already got their hooks into the clients you will now be seeking, hat in hand. Start now. Golden rule number two, be consistent and steady. This means do not do all of your prospecting in one day. Do not try to make 100 calls in 1 week and be done for the year. This is a major blunder so many salespeople fall into. I do all of my prospecting on Mondays, they say. Well, what happens when Monday is a holiday? How about if your best prospects never work on Mondays? What happens if you have a meeting come up on Monday that you cannot miss? So, let's say your aim is to make 10 calls on your prospecting day. Making 10 calls in one day might seem overwhelming. You'll likely just spend an hour working up the courage, only to have 8 calls go right to voicemail or not even answer. And then you'll revel in the 2 calls that did answer, maybe you get a referral and a solid lead. Well done. But now you're going to wait another full week at least to make 10 calls again. This strategy is going to get you nowhere. You need to average your efforts for actual results. So, the best thing to do is to be steady and consistent. I'll be breaking down a specific prospecting strategy in a future podcast soon, but the key is to average your efforts over multiple days and times to make the work light. Instead of making 10 calls in one day, only to have 2 answered, make 10 calls every day, only stopping once you've gotten 2 leads or referrals out of that day's call block. So, make your goal not to make 10 calls in one day, but to have 10 answers over the course of 50 calls in 5 days. This way you average your efforts and actually base it on the results, not the number of tries. Golden rule number 3, do it right the first time. It's not enough to just make call after call after email. Do you have a strategy? And are you tracking what you do? Are you actually closing to next steps and producing results from your prospecting? If prospecting is all about creating opportunities, then why would you turn around and waste those same opportunities by being unprepared or inefficient? You must be ready before you even reach out. Correctly identify your prospect as a true potential buyer. Know who they are and be ready to answer their questions with confidence. Be prepared to get a lead, and if not a lead, information on when they will become a true lead, so maybe when they're going to buy next. Still not interested? How about a referral? If you're going to do the hard work of prospecting and putting yourself out there, ensure that you're ready and that you'll make it worth your while. Again, if prospecting is all about creating opportunities, then why would you turn around and waste those opportunities by being unprepared or inefficient? Golden rule number 4. Your pipeline equals the sum of the leverage of your efforts. Your sales come from your pipeline of customers in your sales cycle. The moves from lead to proposal, negotiations to contracting to signing are all a key part of the sales process, and it's your job to manage that process. If you just sit around and wait for people to enter your sales funnel, you'll only have a trickle of business and your bonus will die of thirst. Leverage just a small effort every single day you work and you will see the results, because what you do in the next 30 days will feed you for the next 90 days after that. So again, let's say you make 20 prospecting touches in a day, so a mix of calls, emails, and social media, or you have a goal to get 4 results, so that could be a lead, referral, or a contract, from 20 efforts each day. That's 400 touches each month, or 4,800 touches per year. Now, even if you have a 5% success rate for your key metric, so let's say leads, that would be 48 more solid leads brought on directly by you each year. At the very least, you'll be expanding your contact list and market knowledge immensely. Finally, golden rule number 5, your prospecting time is sacred. Above all else, treat prospecting as the work, i.e. labor, you do in a given day. Everything else is fun. Everything else can wait. Most clients currently in your sales cycle could probably use a bit more of a delayed response from you so they don't think you're starving for their business. You need to make prospecting easy to do regularly and treat it as an unbreakable engagement with yourself. Never let anyone infringe on your daily prospecting time and keep it sacrosanct above all other meetings in your calendar. Setting aside this time for prospecting is setting aside time to do work for yourself. If you give that up to anyone else, you're working towards their goals, not your own. Keep that in mind. Happy selling. Okay, let's get into some of our reader and listener questions. My first question is coming from Patricia. She says, "Hi Dan, most of the prospecting I do is via the telephone, and I always find myself spooked and too afraid to make the first call. I've had a bad reaction from prospects before who thought I was bothering them. Any advice for working up my sales courage? Thanks." Well, Patricia, I mean, this is definitely a common thing for new salespeople and even, you know, old hands in the sales game. I mean, when you are going out on a limb and reaching out to someone, you know, especially cold prospecting, you're just interrupting someone's day, right? You're putting yourself and inserting yourself into their time. So, I mean, of course, some people are going to react badly. I mean, it's a very small fraction. And that's something that you should always try and remember. The bulk of the people that you're trying to reach, as long as you've correctly identified them as real potential buyers of your product or service, these people are going to be happy that you called most of the time. I mean, I've called prospects where, you know, it's a CEO, let's say, you know, it's a CEO or it's a high level executive, maybe a CFO. And I've reached out to them and I'm nervous. You know, I've read this guy's LinkedIn bio. I've looked him up online. He's the chairman of this board. He's the head of this charity and this nonprofit. So, you know, it can be a little bit intimidating. But when I called him, he said, "Wow, I can't believe you just called right now. I was literally just talking about, you know, what I was trying to sell him." So, I mean, it's important to not let your fear control the way you're going to act. I mean, prospecting's just a game, or you should at least think of it as a game. You're just trying to make the best calls that you can in the most effective use of time that you can. So, I mean, don't be afraid. Of course, you're going to get some bad reactions, but as long as you're identifying people as true potential buyers and people who could actually use your product, you know, so I mean, don't just be calling every name in the phone book. People are going to say, "Why are you calling me?" But if you reach out to someone who genuinely could use what you're trying to sell and you know something about them and you bring it to them in a polite and gentle way, they're going to really appreciate that. They're going to say, you know, I've already just bought, so I'm not really in my buying window right now, but I really appreciate the call and I hope to see you again in the future." And you can take that and say, "Oh, so you did just buy. Okay, so it looks like you buy every quarter. Today's the last day of the quarter. Is that true?" They might say, "Well, yeah, it is." "Okay, well, if it's all right with you, maybe I'll call you back next quarter, just before, maybe a month before it ends." So going back to being afraid to make the first call, what I like to do is the day before, don't do it the morning of. Don't wake up and compile your list of prospects. You're just going to waste your time because you're going to spend so much time scanning the internet, scanning Facebook and LinkedIn, looking for the people that you should be calling. No, do not do this. At the end of your day, compile your prospects for the next day and send them to yourself in an email lined up in a list, 1 to 10. And for your first prospect, go with your best one, I would say. Like, go with your number one, you know, best chance that you think about making a deal with this person. You know, it's your hottest lead. It's your greatest potential. Have that be your first call. And you know what? Start. Decide your start time. So let's say it's 9 a.m., it's 10 a.m. And right when that clock turns 10, you call them. Call them right away and just get on the phone. Once you've dialed the phone, there's no turning back. And you know what? There's a good chance that they're going to be getting coffee and they don't answer. And then there you go. You've already killed those nerves. Or they do answer and they're nice. Or they do answer and they're a jerk. But you know what that means? It means that is now done with. You've identified that as not a real opportunity, and you can move on to your real opportunities. So the best advice I have for you is to just start now and go for it. Honestly, take the jump. You have nothing to be afraid of. Just dial and forget about it. All right, my second listener question is coming from William. William says, Dan, I've heard lots of talk that there are only certain days and times you should call prospects, like avoiding Monday or Friday calls and not calling after lunch or too late in the afternoon. Is there any truth to this type of thinking? Cheers, William. Well, I mean, there is some truth to this kind of thinking, William. I mean, it really depends on your industry and it depends on your prospect. If it's a high-level executive in an industry where they're likely not going to be working too late, you know, maybe it's a bit more relaxed. I wouldn't call them at 5 o'clock on the Friday before a long weekend. I think you probably shouldn't call anyone at 5 o'clock on Friday before the long weekend. Regarding the time of day, I mean, think about it from a perspective of you, right? When are you most likely to answer the phone when you're at work? Are you gonna answer it at 4 p.m. when you're completely swamped with emails and phone calls and catching up on messages from earlier in the day? You know, you are probably less inclined to at that time of day. I like to always start my prospecting at 9 a.m. That's just me personally. It gives people a little bit of time to get into the office. They can get their coffee, and that includes me. I can get my coffee too. And then I am at my best, and I'm ready to reach out to my best prospects. So, I mean, in terms of days and times, you know, if your clients are there on Monday, why wouldn't you call them on Monday? If they're there starting at 8:30, I mean, I wouldn't call them the second the clock turns to 8:30, but 9 o'clock, 10 a.m., that's pretty good. Depending on, you know, if your clients are corporate or if they're, let's say it's real estate and they're just a bunch of individuals out there looking to buy and sell their properties, you know, kind of go off the normal timetable, right? People are probably having lunches between 11 and 1, so you're going to get less of a response at that time. Keeping that in mind, that might be a good time to reach people who are not at their primary place of business when you're trying to connect with them as a prospect. So let's say they're trying to list their house, you want to connect with them. You're not going to call them when they're at work because they're not going to answer the phone. But you will be able to reach them when they're on their lunch, or let's say after work, 5, 6 p.m. That does make sense in that case. So, I mean, for me, I would say stay away from Friday afternoon and maybe stay away from Monday morning. Those are probably the two times that I would stay away from. Monday morning, everyone's checking their email, catching up on stuff from the weekend. Catch them in the afternoon. That's when they're going to be ready to get into it. They're going to be totally set to start their week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I like to start right at 9 a.m. I think it's the best way to get your prospecting out of the way. And then, you know, they don't have to necessarily take your call. They could take your message, they could take your email, sit on it, and they can call you back in the afternoon. You can spend your afternoon working with those clients who you've now got in your pipeline, right? That's basically it, really. I mean, I can't think of a better way to go about it. Should you be calling people on the weekend? Again, it depends on the nature of your market. It depends on the nature of your product. You know, if your customers are people at their leisure time, call them on the weekend. That's the time to get them. That's when they're going to be around, you know. But if it's business to business and business people, I would call first thing in the morning. Well, just a bit after. Let them get their coffee first. All right. Thanks, William. All right, so let's go over our key takeaways for today. These are the 5 golden rules of modern prospecting. Golden rule number 1, you must start now. Start now. Don't wait. Do your homework and don't be unprepared, but start now. Golden rule number 2, be consistent and be steady. Don't do all your prospecting in one day. Don't try and do it all in one week. You need to average your efforts for actual results. And don't base it on how many calls you make. Base it on how many results you see. So don't aim for 10 calls per day. Aim for 2 answers per day. Aim for 4 contacts per day. That's how you should be structuring your prospecting. Golden rule number 3, do it right the first time. Do you have a strategy? Are you tracking what you do? Are you actually closing to next steps and producing results from your prospecting? Don't waste your time calling if you're not going to have a strategy for what happens when they say yes, when they say no. You need to be prepared to get a lead. You need to be prepared to get information on when they could become a lead. You need to be prepared to get information on a referral or another contact you can get from this. So if prospecting is all about creating opportunities, don't waste those opportunities by being unprepared. Golden rule number 4, your pipeline equals the sum of the leverage of your efforts. Your sales come from your pipeline of customers in your sales cycle. If you only have a trickle in your pipeline, your bonus and your business are going to die. Think about it like this. What you do in the next 30 days will feed you for the next 90 days after that. You need to consistently prospect because even if it's yeses, even if it's noes, you're still going to be developing business that's going to come back to you later down the line. Or at the very least, you're going to run through all the business that you could potentially get or maybe just leads that you're sitting on because you think it's going to be a big deal, but then it never actually does materialize. So again, grow your pipeline by leveraging your efforts. And finally, golden rule number 5, your prospecting time is sacred. Above all else, treat prospecting as the real work you do in a given day. You know, you need to make prospecting easy so you can do it regularly, and you need to treat it as an unbreakable engagement with yourself. Don't let anyone infringe on this time. This is the time for you at work to create the opportunities you need to achieve your financial goals. If you're working on a report for someone else, you're not getting any closer to your goals. You're only getting them closer to their goals. So set an appointment with yourself, set special time in your calendar for prospecting, and do it. Stick with it. All right. Happy selling.